go, maggots. You can't expect to fight those Imperials if you can't even handle a little bit of light conditioning. What do you mean? 5 miles first thing in the morning? That's nothing. We used to run this in full armor back when I was a recruit. Now, come on! If you can still talk, then you clearly aren't working hard enough. Only 1 more mile till we make it to the next city. Chop, chop, soldiers! That'll do, boys. Looks like most of you made it in one piece. I can't believe that after 4 months of training, you sorry pissants can barely keep up. Are you real orc men or not? Hell, even our pathetic human here was doing a better job than half of you. When he came to us, he didn't even know which end of an axe to hold. Now, he's making the rest of you look bad. You sorry lot won't survive your first real fight with the Human Imperial Legion if you don't have the stamina to see a battle through to the end. Look at you all, panting and gasping for air. Oh, and whenever Gar and Luzzuk finally show their sorry faces again, someone let them know to pack up their shit and go home. I don't have time to babysit feeble orc swine that are going to give up so easily. The rest of you lot, go and do whatever you need to before our mock night battle with the rest of 5th Company later tonight. Pass out in your bunk, eat a whole hog, fuck if I care. Just make sure you aren't late. I think I'll go hit the tavern. Never too early for a drink, after all. Hey, human. You sure did good out there today. Yes, you. What other human could I be talking to? It's not like we're still in the capital where there are plenty of your kind around. Out here, this close to the border, you're probably the only human most of these orcs have seen that hasn't come at them with a sword and shield in hand. That uniform's probably the only thing keeping them from splitting your head in two. You're lucky most of them are too thick-skulled to consider you to be an Imperial spy. Of course I know you're not. I've been training you since you first joined up back in the capital. Hey, why don't you come and join me for a drink? I'm sure we can have them water something down for you so it doesn't knock you out in one sip. Come on, what do you say? Oh, please. This isn't the human military where they have rules against fraternizing with your commander. I may be a bit of a hard ass, but... Oh, don't give me that. Fine. You're right. I'm a total bitch, is that what you mean? Line up, human. I'm just joking. You see? Like I was about to say, I can be fun. Sometimes. Now, come on. It's not every day your orc commander offers to buy you a drink. Yeah? You'll come? Then what are we waiting for? I know a place that's supposed to have great ale. Here we are. Best tavern in the whole province. Or so I've been told. We'll see if it lives up to the hype, shall we? Hey, bartender! What you got on tap? I've heard great things about this place from other officers that have been stationed here. Wanted to check it out for myself, now that my squad will be here for a while. I'll take 1 pint of Zorgian ale. And do you have anything a little bit weaker for my human friend here? Excuse me? Excuse me? This pigskin is a member of my squad and a valuable asset to the 5th Company. There are plenty of humans willing to die fighting against the tyranny of their brethren. That's more than I see you doing. No, no. No, it's not okay. I won't just sit back and let some racist insult like that slide against a member of my squad. You listen here, you little shit-stained, sorry excuse for orc kin. This human here has done more for this country than you have done in your whole entire miserable little life. Now you'll give us our drinks and shut your little racist mouth, or I'll come back here with the rest of my squad and we'll burn this fucking place to the ground and force you to sit there and watch. You got that? See? That wasn't so hard now, was it? Expect to see us around soon. I can only hope that next time you think twice before opening your mouth. Though, I know thinking isn't exactly your strong suit. Come on, let's go. We can drink these back at my officer's cabin. For some reason, the mood seems to have died in here. We'll bring your mugs back next time we come in, okay? Thanks so much for your hospitality. Ugh! I can't believe the nerve of that fucking asshole. Who does he think he is? He's just some backwater hick running a shitty tavern on the edge of the world, not even close enough to the real fighting to ever amount to anything of note in his life besides getting other orcs shit-faced. Okay. You're right. I shouldn't have lost my cool back there. But I can't just sit back when a member of my squad is being insulted like that. It was bad enough when the other members treated you like an outcast at first, but it's somehow worse when it's coming from the orcs we're supposed to be defending. All right. Let's just try to relax and see if we can enjoy ourselves, huh? Take a seat. Oh, hey, I'll tell you what though, the sale ain't half bad, not bad at all. Oh, it's pretty damn strong though. What did he end up giving you? I don't think I even ended up asking for anything specific, did I? Here, let me try it first. Can't have you passing out on me if he gave you something extra strong just to fuck with you. Well, I guess I was able to scare some sense into him after all. That's not bad either. It doesn't taste too different from the human beer I've tried back home. No. You don't have to be sorry about that shit back there. I should have realized that might happen. If anything, I should be apologizing to you about losing my temper back there. Maybe I could have handled that better. I know it's an issue. My temper, that is. Maybe we can just blame it on the orc warrior in me, huh? I probably would have been promoted by now if it wasn't such an issue. But it can be useful in battle, though. That's for damn sure. I guess it probably wasn't very inspiring to see your commander lose her cool like that. I hope you don't think any less of me for it. That's kind of you to say. You know that's actually part of the reason why I asked you to join me today. I wanted to thank you. For always treating me the same as you would any other commander. You wouldn't believe all the shit I've had to put up with. Being a female orc in the military. Well, sure, there are plenty of orc girls that fight, but most of them don't ever advance to a rank where they're commanding troops. I might just be a squad leader, but even that is enough to make half the army give me dirty looks and question my authority at every fucking chance they get.
I never felt any of that from you. You've always treated me with respect and... well, that really means a lot to me. Honestly, I'm kind of jealous of you. No, really. I mean it. You get the same kind of treatment I do, just all the time. Just for being a human. I guess it's probably worse. Especially if earlier today is any indication. But despite all of that, you keep going. You don't seem to let it faze you. Really? I didn't realise it was starting to get to you. Oh no, you can't do that. I mean... well, I know it sucks sometimes, but you can't just quit the army because of it. You're a lot stronger than you give yourself credit for. I would take 10 more like you if I could. No, I'm serious. You are a valuable asset to this squad. I know it can be hard at times, but you gotta hang in there. I promise it'll be worth it. Really? You can't think of a single reason why it might be worth it? Well, what about all the friends you made in the squad? You wouldn't call any of them friends? Not even Grob? Not even me? Yes, me! We're friends, aren't we? Trust me! You don't see me inviting any of the others out for drinks, do you? Exactly! See, now, why would I go and do a thing like that if I didn't like you? As a friend, I mean. Seems I'm out of alcohol. Was a little stronger than I was thinking it would be. What about you? Oh, you finished yours a while ago. Guess I was doing most of the talking, wasn't I? So, what if you had, like, more of a reason to stick around? Like a romantic interest. No, I know there aren't really any... No, there aren't really any humans out here, but... Well, at least not any on our side. Would an orc girl be out of the question then? Well, I know that most of them here don't like humans in any capacity, but let's say that maybe there was an orc girl interested in you. Would you be interested as well? You would? Of course, something like that would be definitely worth sticking around for, right? I don't think it's as unlikely to happen as you're making it out to be. I mean... Come on, just say it. I happen to know that there is an orc girl that is very interested in you. Someone that's liked you for quite some time now. No, not her. It's me. Yeah. I've kind of had a crush on you for months now. Since I first saw you, actually. There was just something about you. Something about the way you carried yourself. I was just instantly drawn to you. I don't know what it is. I've never even felt this way about any orc before, let alone a human. It's been hard to control myself during training at times. God, this is embarrassing. Fuck it. I'm just gonna put everything out here. Watching you during training gets me so fucking wet. It's insane. I didn't even know I could get like that when it first started happening. Well, I just get so horny from it that I have to go to my quarters each night and touch myself while thinking about you. When I'm in that state like that, I just can't help myself. I get so insatiable. It gets even worse when I have a bit of alcohol in me.
Kinda like I do right now. I am so turned on right now.
Can I please
kiss you?
God, I've wanted to do that for so long. Did you like it? Oh, that makes me so happy. I need more. Come here. Your lips. Your scent. More. I need more of you. I'm just gonna run my hands over you. I'm gonna move my hand a little lower now. Holy shit. Is that your... Oh, you must be so hard. I'm glad I'm not the only one that's turned on. Let me just pull your pants down. I need to see it. Oh, it looks even better than I imagined. Can I touch it? Oh, I feel so soft. And yet it's still so hard at the same time. It's incredible. I want to put it in my mouth. Would you like that? I don't think I could resist if you said no at this point anyway. Let me just get down on my knees, right here in front of you. I can't believe this is finally about to happen. Did you ever imagine your strict orc commander would be down on her knees in front of you like a common whore, about to worship your hard human cock with her mouth? I thought not. Just let me take your head into my mouth.
It tastes so good.
I need to take you even deeper. I want to worship this cock with my slutty orc mouth. How's it feel? Am I doing a good job? Good. That makes me happy. I want you to feel so good. I'm gonna go a little bit faster now. You can put your hands on my head if you want. Mm-hmm.
I'm such a greedy slut for this human cock. I've been needing this in my life for so long now. I want to see if I can get this whole thing in my mouth. Did you feel that? You were touching the back of my throat. Let me try and take it like that again. Oh, God. I love the feeling of your hard cock pressing against the back of my throat like that. Can you please take my hair in your hands and fuck my face nice and hard? Yeah, don't go easy on him. No. Don't worry about hurting me. God, you are so cute. I appreciate the concern, but trust me, you are not going to hurt me. We've seen how tough I can be firsthand. Now, please, fuck my face again. I promise I can take it. You know what? That's it. I am your commanding officer, and I am ordering you to fuck my face like you mean it. Yeah. Yes. Let me be gentle. I just need to reach down my pants and touch myself. Why you do? I'm loving this so much. Do you like me worshipping your cock while I finger my sopping wet cunt? God, this is so hot. Fuck my face. I think I'm gonna come. I'm getting close. I want you to just hold your cock all the way in. Will I come and run around it? Holy shit. Oh shit, that was so intense. Yeah? Did you like feeling me moan around your cock like that? Oh wow. My fingers are so wet. Did you let out pre-cum while I was coming? That's what I thought. Feeling your dick throb like that and licking pre-cum down my throat made me cum even harder. Really? You were that close to coming, huh? Well, you won't be coming in my mouth today. My pussy needs you too bad. Will you please let me worship your hard human dick with my horny orc pussy? Fuck yeah, you will. That's my good boy. Good to see I won't have to give you another order. Let me get up off my knees and take the rest of my clothes off for you. Well, what do you think of my tits? I know they aren't quite as big as some human girls or as cowgirls or something, but they aren't too small either. Personally, I think they're the perfect size. A nice handful. It's so perky.
You can touch him if you want to while I take your shirt off. That feels nice. But I need to feel you inside me. Lay down on the bed and I'll climb on top of you. Ah, that's it. Let me just sit my legs down on either side of you. I love the way you're staring at my body. Looking so passionately into my eyes. Look down at my orc pussy. Do you see that? It's literally dripping. See? I told you I get wet for you. Although I've never gotten this wet before in my life. Let me just hold it over the head of your hard, throbbing shaft without touching it. See that drop forming off my swollen clit? Yeah, it's gonna drip down right onto your shaft. So agonizingly slow. Gods, your dick twitched when it landed on you. Hey, before I take you inside me, I need to tell you something. Fuck. I love you. You don't have to say it back. I know this is probably just a nice distraction for you. I can't imagine you'd ever fall in love with an orc girl like me. Really? Even before today? I never thought I would hear you say those words back. Although, not much of this confession went how I imagined it would. Well, in that case, my love, I'm gonna lean back and take this dick all the way inside me. Let me just reach down and take you in my hand. I'm gonna line your head up with my drenched pussy lips. Oh, like that. And I'm just gonna start. Sit all the way down. Fuck. Your cock is completely inside me. Tilted all the way to the base in your orc commander's greedy little cunt. I just need to take a second to adjust. It feels so nice, though. Even just sitting with you inside me like this. Not even moving. Yeah? I like it when you tell me how good I make you feel. So, I may have forgotten to mention. This is the first cock I've had inside me. Not many orcs are willing to do it with a strong-headed orc girl like me. So, how does my tight, virgin orc pussy feel? Did you know that orc cunts are tighter than humans? Especially when they're as fit and muscular as I am. Watch. I can just squeeze the walls of my pussy around you. Can you feel me pulsing and tightening my grip on your shaft? Yeah. I'm sure it does feel good, my sweet boy. My sweet human lover. I think I'm ready to start moving now. Let me just rock my hips up and back down. I'm gonna start off slow, like this. Even though I'm gripping you so tightly. My pussy is so wet that I can glide over your shaft so easily. How's it feeling? You can reach up and play with my tits if you want. Yeah, that feels good. Just squeeze them like that. Take my nipples into your hands and just... Oh, yes, pinch them like that. If you haven't noticed, I like a little bit of pain. I just need to start fucking you faster now. Let me just shift to a better angle so I can bounce up and down on your cock. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, oh. It's hitting a whole new spot now. I'm gonna start bouncing hard and fast. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Ah, oh, feel me. Oh, feel all of me as I fuck you. Let your hands run over every inch of my sexy, muscular body. God, this is amazing. I can't stand it. This is unlike any pleasure I've ever felt before. I need it even harder. I'm gonna fuck the ever-loving shit out of you and pound you so deep into this bed. Yes, that's what I need. That's what I need. Pound this hard cock all the way inside me. It's firming against something. It's like I'm a special spot. A special spot that feels amazing each time you brush against it. Your tip is rubbing against it with every thrust at this angle. Yes! Yes, 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 yes! That's it! That's it! It feels like something's coming. It feels like I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. There's something different about it. There's something different about it. God, I love the feeling of this hard dick inside me. Fuck! I think I might be about to squirt. Is that what this sensation is? Fuck, I want to. No, I need you to get close with me. I want to feel that come from those balls erupt inside me as I squirrel around your shaft. Oh, that's it, love. Get there for me. Please, please, please. I've been such a good slut for you, haven't I? I took this cock so well. No human girl would have the stamina to ride you this hard for this long. And I want you to give me my reward. I need it. I need your cum inside me. Please flood my fucking womb with your white hot cum. I don't care if I get pregnant. I just need to feel your seed explode inside my dirty cunt while I squirt on this hard shaft. Now! Now, please! Please come in me! Fill me up! God! I'm fucking squirting! You'll come! I feel it hitting my cervix. God, yes! Come! Let it all out. Every last drop. Oh, God! It's so hot. It's so hot inside me. That was so good. That was so good. Let me just lean down and kiss you. That was so amazing. That was better than my wildest dreams. I love you so much. No, I'm just gonna stay on top of you for a while I catch my breath. Just feel you start to go soft inside me. Thank you so much, my love. You better not ever dream of leaving me now. I promise. I will protect you from all those racist bastards out there. You are mine now. But for now, let's take a quick nap before evening training. I think I'm gonna be extra sore after this.